as an 18-year-old, if you would have told me that I was making five figures a month with a $10 notary stamp, I'd have said, you're crazy. And then I probably wouldn't have gone to college or law school.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Lounge. If you're looking for flexible ways to earn income, grow your mindset, and live the lifestyle you've always dreamed of, you are in the right place. So lower the lights, grab your favorite beverage, and join your host, founder of NotaryCoach.com and Amazon best-selling author of Sign and Thrive, How to Make Six Figures as a Mobile Notary and Loan Signing Agent, Bill Soroka.
Hello, everyone, and cheers to my guest today, John Holder, founder of KentuckyNotary.net and Ron University. John, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure. It's my pleasure to help you get this show off the ground, and I look forward to our discussion. Really been looking forward to this.
Yeah, you know, I always enjoy our conversations. And for those of you who are tuning in, our topic today, how to notarize anyone in the world from your couch. Yes, it is possible, and it is legal in many states these days. John's our expert on this, founder of Ron University, which is remote online notarization. That's been the trend now since 2012, when the first state legalized remote online notarization. Before we really get into that, though, John, I'd like our audience to get a little more familiar with you because you are a third generation graduate of the University of Louisville School of Law, right?
Yes, sir.
So that means your father and your grandfather were attorneys.
Right.
And I know people are wondering, how do you go from attorney to mobile notary and loan signing agent to online course creator, remote online notary, and now even industry influencer?
Yeah, it's been a crazy journey, Bill. If I would have, as an 18-year-old, if you would have told me that I was making five figures a month with a $10 notary stamp, I'd have said, you're crazy. And then I probably wouldn't have gone to college or law school.
Right.
So, you know, looking ahead, looking at how it turned out, it's not what I would have predicted.
I'm glad you said at 18 years old. I wonder if you could go back even a little bit further, because I'm curious, because I didn't have a legacy career in my family, right? We all did our own thing. Mm-hmm. But in your family, your grandfather was an attorney, your father was an attorney, and then you are an attorney as well. But when you think back, you know, third grade, when the teacher asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? What was it?
Well, it was an attorney, but here's the thing. So there's been a holder practicing law in Lewis County. My hometown is Vanceburg, Kentucky, since 1932.
Wow.
And so my dad had a great work ethic. He was an incredible attorney, a great man. And that's who I wanted to grow up to be like. Now, I didn't know my grandfather as well. He'd had a stroke later in his life, and he was a little bit debilitated by the time, you know, I was old enough to have memories of him. But what I like to say is they used to tell him, Ed, you've got a client over here. You know, he's in the pool hall, and I said, you might want to come over here and check it out, you know. So he would have to walk over to his office, you know, interrupt what he was doing. And then Dad was more of a nose of the grindstone. He put in, you know, 50, 60-hour weeks, raised six kids. And there's the thing, Bill. I have three older brothers and two older sisters, none of whom went to law school. So not that it, you know, I felt any pressure whatsoever by my parents or my siblings, but it just kind of fell to me as, you know, okay, well, John will go to law school or whatever, you know. And so I look up one day, and I'm checking the syllabus, and I'm at my first day of the University of Louisville on campus, and I call my parents, and I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. I'm like, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know if this is what I want to do. And, you know, it's just like I'd graduated from Kentucky Wesleyan College with a degree in accounting and minor in English, and so, because in preparation for law school, because Dad said that's, you know, you'd have a good business background, but you also want to be able to write. And I love my English classes. Accounting, not so much, you know. So, but anyway, you get the degree. You look up one day, you're on campus, and 3 years later, you're graduated. You move back home, start a family, start your practice. And, you know, I consider myself blessed, and it was an incredible opportunity. I probably put I put the golden spoon in my mouth and then crunched down on it so hard my teeth broke. So what I found out later in life was more or less, I wanted to be like my dad more or less, but the attorney profession did not suit my personality. I hope I don't sound like I'm making excuses for not being the world's greatest attorney, but the adversarial process is just not my nature. In a small town, when you practice a divorce case or a collection case, or if you foreclose on somebody's home, you know, that's somebody I went to school with, or I coached their kid in Little League, or, you know, and that's not the way I wanted to go through life with people, you know, talking about you or not, you know, it's just not the cup of tea that I thought it would be. I enjoyed the real estate part of it, and my dad was a great, we call it dirt law, you know, he's a great dirt lawyer. We spent a ton of time in the deed room, and he taught me how to run title searches and write the title exams, and we had title insurance we were offering for a while. And then a couple of things happened. The banks started writing title insurance. We didn't write enough in volume to keep up with Stewart, so they didn't want us as an underwriter anymore. And then Dad had a debilitating stroke himself. That was tough. He went to a family wedding down in Alabama and came back. He was on a board of directors at a local bank, and the chairman of the board found out Dad had a stroke in Alabama, sent his private jet down there to pick Dad up and get him back up here to the hospital and get him as much care as he could. It was tough. That threw me for a loop. Was unexpected. So Dad was a trooper. He put his work ethic into his rehabilitation, and he got, you know, as much of his speech back and physically able to move. Affected his right side of his body more so. And so he had a tough time adjusting, you know, his practice was taken away from him in a blink of an eye, and then fell to me a little bit. And that was tough. That was tough to get through that point in my life. And then my mom passed away about a year later. Dad suffering from Alzheimer's dementia and that type of stuff. He passed away about a year later. So I fell into a funk. I hope this is a long origin story, Bill, but you asked.
No, I appreciate this.
But I fell into a funk. I used to kind of smirk at the term depression and think that wasn't a real disease, but it sure can slap you upside the head and knock you on your keister, and you don't even know it's happening to you. So what, interestingly enough, what pulled me out of that funk was, apologies, but it was a podcast with Mark Wills and Roman Rosario, Nick Loper's side hustle podcast, much like the one you're going to start here. Nick's a great guy. Mark was talking about, you know, his loan signing system. And I just thought, you know, I can do that. Those aren't hard. I used to do that as an attorney. I would get offended when somebody wanted me to sign as just a notary. You know, I'm an attorney. I didn't draft those documents. So what do you just need me for a notary? What do you mean? Okay. Yeah, I'll do it. So I did a few of those over the course of my career. And then, after Dad passed away, I told my wife, I said, you know, we could, this would be good for some grocery money. Just, you know, $150 here or whatever, and get us a couple weeks worth of groceries there. And then it started paying for the car payment, and then it started paying for the house. And you know, it was crazy. It grew and grew as I put more time into it. Registered the domain KentuckyNotary.net. Thought I needed a vanity number, so I snagged 833-GOT-NOTARY. I love my 800 number. It works. People call it. That kind of came together. I read Brenda Stone's article on Notary.net about forming a statewide network. It hit me like a bolt of lightning. And so I formed the statewide network, which has been good in theory and concept. It's the virus hit, and we've not been marketing for our network like I envisioned. But having set the blog up there and the Google My Business page and getting some Google reviews, I've noticed that we start ranking on the first page of Google for some pretty neat keywords, Kentucky Remote Online Notary being one of those. And so, you know, it's kind of all come together. I don't know if it was for a reason or not, but you just kind of find your way later in life. And this is where I am. I'm okay with my station in life. I'm okay with being a 2% attorney right now. I don't really make, you know, at my age, I don't feel like I have to apologize to anyone. That's one of the great things of, getting a little older. Your skin gets a little thicker, and you realize what's important in life is your family and your loved ones, you know, your family and your friends. That it's not all about money. But I found that pursuing something that I enjoy doing, the money's come after that, you know, it's kind of taking right. care of itself. So it's been really neat. And, you know, I mentioned Mark, but the role you've played in my success, you have no idea, Bill. It just amazes me that we've never shaken hands, you know. You're going to get a huge yeah. bear hug one day when we meet in person. I'm probably going to tackle you because I took your course with all intentions of canceling in 7 days with your free trial, because everybody right. does that. Right? That's the whole purpose, right? That's why you put it up there like that. So I said, I'll look this over. And 25 years as a notary, or, you know, at least nearly that much at that point. And I got into it and I was like, wow, there's a little bit more to this than I thought. And there's a certain way you want to do things. There's certain things you don't want to do. And I learned a lot through your course. And I said, give that man his money. I said, pay the man, you know. So signed up for your first month, paid you. You know, loyally for many years, and finally pulled the trigger, which I should have done. I don't know when you first offered it. I don't know why I didn't do it, but I'm so proud to be a member, a lifetime member of the Sign and Thrive community. You're just a godsend to the notaries and the people that you help, Bill. The way that you show up is inspirational to me. I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I mean, you know, obviously we hadn't met or whatever, but it's just, it's neat. It's, you've inspired me to do more than just close a loan. And you've inspired me to mentor people. We've got over 100 people in our Kentucky Notary Facebook group. You know, it's kind of an internal thing. It's not one of those big national groups or whatever. We've got a real tight knit group. And so I've got a, you know, a neat community, a lot of networks, networking going on, a lot of neat people that I've reached out to, and I probably would never have found them without, hooking up with you first. So just want to really, appreciate you having me on, and gives me the opportunity to thank you in public. So just thank you.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And, You know, I get to coach thousands of people across the country, and some people grab on and go with it, and some people don't. You are one that has grabbed onto this opportunity, and that's what I really want to talk about, because you identified very early on the just opportunity is the perfect word for this. This industry is ripe for innovation and craving people who will take initiative and deliver on value. And you're a really good example of that. And I want to kind of dive into that a little bit, because you spent 25 years as an attorney. Then you became, well, you were already a notary public as part of that, but then you decided to take on this loan signing and mobile notary component to it. And then you built the Kentucky Notary Network. So you brought these other notaries together. And then legislation started to change in the U.S. too. And a lot of that was part of the pandemic. But even before that, this wave towards remote online notarization started coming up. And Kentucky passed the legislation to pass remote online notarization. And you jumped in on that too. Can you talk a little bit about that? And number one, first, what is RON? What is remote online notarization?
Yeah, it's a neat concept. It's the digital equivalent of what we do, you know, physically, meeting with the signer, a person who needs a document notarized, and ascertaining their identity, making sure they understand what they're signing, and making sure they sign the document correctly. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, isn't it? So that concept is just a notary, which has gone back through ancient, you know, what, Egyptian times or whatever, if you want to go back to the scribes and all that. But now it's come forward to the digital age, and two people can connect via their webcams and using the software that these companies have developed. You can get a digital certificate. You can have a digital seal, an electronic seal that you put onto the document. You use a digital signature. And then there are other ways that we also ascertain identity through your identification verification and through the knowledge-based authentication questions that are answered. You have to answer certain questions that are based on your credit history. And it all sounds pretty complicated, and it is, and it's not. It's a very simple process once you figure it out. But getting there, applying to become a remote online notary and getting set up with your Secretary of State's office and with these different platforms, it can be a challenge. And so, you know, I remember seeing what Virginia was doing back, you know, you mentioned 2011, 2012 there. And that intrigued me at the time, and it's just kind of sat in the back of my mind. And then I think the next resource I remember was Melissa Johnson Eldridge's book on the remote online notarization, some type of system that she had. And so I ordered that, and I thought, you know, this is intriguing. This is coming. This is the way of the future, and probably this is the way that this notary business stuff is going to go. And so I, you know, just researched a little bit more, always paid attention to what the Virginia notaries were doing. I've got a lost podcast episode where I interviewed Jeannie Frank, and she was very helpful. Told me a lot about, you know, how they got their start and how they make their money, so it was just an interesting topic to me. And what I did was, as I was seeking to become a remote online notary, I just took good notes and tried to, initially I wanted to help the people in my network, and say, you know, here's how you do this. This is what we need to do. We all need to get on this, and, this is coming. This is what title companies are going to want. And, so I did some over the shoulder, you know, did some screen capture stuff, got some blog posts written, put some material up, build a course, they said, you know, it's like, oh, sure.
piece of cake, right?
Yeah. And my brother told me, he's a teacher. He said, you know, you think you know a subject until you try to teach it, and then you'll really find out whether you know a subject or not. So that was, that was pretty interesting. And, you know, to say I'm a Ron expert, yes, I know a little bit more than the next guy, but, man, there's a lot of people that know a lot more than I do. And that's what I like to do with the course, is if there's an area of knowledge that I'm feel a little short in, I have guest lecturers. You know, I interviewed, Will Ussery, exceptional notary, from California, and Ron's not even legal out there, but the man knows internet security like the back of his hand. So, you know, he's an expert, and we've got three great modules up on, encrypting your hard drive and password security and things of that nature. So that is what Ron University is all about, is intended to be. There's not a place to get national training. In some states, Ron training is required, but it's not very adequate from what I've been told. It's pretty basic. And then in other states like Kentucky, it's the wild, wild west. I mean, we do at least get to know who our vendors are here. We know who the platforms are that are providing the services. In some states, they just tell you it has to comply with the regulations the states put forward. So it's just a burgeoning technology. It's been accelerated by, you know, the virus, probably what, 4 or 5 years. I mean, it was coming anyway, but then, this time last year, everything changed, and the states that didn't have remote online notarization thought, yeah, this might be a good idea. You know, this doesn't sound like a bad idea. So it's
definitely expedited things considerably. There's a couple of things that you just said that I want to just highlight. Mm-hmm. And I love what your brother said, because really, I think the best way to learn something is also to teach it.
Yes, sir.
So by creating this course, I think that's probably really helped. But the other thing too that you said about being an expert, and maybe you can speak to this a little bit too, because I think we're in an industry that's ripe for innovation. It's craving people to step in and take initiative. And there's so many in our community that are experts. And maybe it's in other industries too, but they have that little voice in the head that says, who do you think you are?
Right.
And really, an expert only has to be one page ahead of the people they're teaching. So how'd you overcome that fear to start this course?
Well, I'm not sure I have yet. I still have a hard time marketing the course. Building it's one thing, getting the word out about it and finding a time to do that is another challenge. But it was just something where I wanted to put the best information I could possible. I wanted to share what I knew with people. I enjoyed helping people. And, so I built it, you know, just one step at a time. I thought what I'd like to do is take somebody off the street who's not even a notary, and they could come to Ron University and get enough knowledge to where we could get them set up in, you know, 4 weeks or whatever it takes them. You could do it in 4 days if you wanted to, just depends on your applications and all that type of thing. But I wanted somebody, a complete novice, to be able to step through the program and then, you know, at the end of the journey, be able to become a remote online notary. And not only that, but learn how to do it securely, professionally, the right way. And also learn how to market your services, because it's one thing to get a notary stamp, or be a mobile notary or a loan signing agent, but we are small businesses. We're entrepreneurs. We need to get the word out. We have to learn how to market our services. So that's, you know, I still battle it. What helped me the most, Bill, actually, was when, you know, I've set up an affiliate program there. And of course you're one of the people that I reached out to, and you did your homework, and like anybody should, do your due diligence. You're not going to recommend something to your people that you think is crap or is not worthy of their time you know, money. And so that is not, that doesn't come lightly. Your name is on the line when you recommend something. So when you told me you wanted to look it over, and there were a couple of days there, I was like, oh my, he's going to come back with this list of changes and things that he thinks need to be done. And you came back with like two or three, I thought, fairly minor suggestions or, you know, comments, and you complimented me on what I put up there. And that's where I kind of turned the corner on marketing. And I felt like, okay, I have validation. I have, you know, proof of concept here.
This is real, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, backing up a little bit further, I had this thing up for, just $12.50 a month. I just wanted people to, you know, I had it half off. I had it like $25 a month, and I was getting these beta people in, and the first customer, that signed up, I had to pull over by the side of the road. I was like, oh my goodness.
It's a crazy thing.
Couldn't believe it that somebody, you know, put all that time in and somebody wanted to take advantage of what I put out there. And so that was a special moment for me. And then from there, it's grown. And there are other courses out there. There are people offering some really good information, and I've taken some of them just so I can increase my knowledge. You know, the great thing about the notary community is we don't really compete head to head against each other. We all recommend each other's services and courses within reason. And, you know, as long as everybody gets along, and gives good, valuable information, then we're here to help. And you don't see that in very many other industries.
That is so true.
Legal field, you know, you have mentors and whatever, but you know, a lot more industries, it's cutthroat and you're just out there on your own. So
this really is one of the most loving and supportive communities I have ever experienced. It's and really I wake up every day just so grateful to be a part of it.
That's it. And so that's, I had a closing the other day and I told the guy, I said, wouldn't grade him on his penmanship. He said, I'm sorry about my signature. And he said, I got to sign in bills for my company. I said, thank you. I said, that's how my signature deteriorated. And then he said, this was local, so it was in my county, so they knew I was an attorney. And he said, so are you practicing law? I said, well, for friends and family. I said, you know, I'll take a few cases or jobs here and there. But I said, most of the time I'm doing this. And he said, well, I imagine if you stack up enough of these, you could probably make as much, if not more than an attorney. And I turned to his wife and I said, I like this man. Here's a smart man you married here. And we all just kind of laughed for a second. So that's what's going on there is it's an industry where I'm leaving a house and people are, they're smiling. You know, we exchange pleasantries. I enjoyed the time with them and they're, children or their dogs or cats or turkeys or whatever they have. But it's not a divorce, you know,
right.
It's not, confrontational,
totally different energy around it. Yeah. Right?
And so it just fits my nature a lot better. And I'm in a lot better spot. I'm a better husband, better father, better everything. You know, when you enjoy what you do, it just comes through in so many different ways of your life. You don't even realize.
That is so true. Deep. Now, you mentioned earning a living. And I know, you know, the topic of our conversation today really is the remote online notarization and the ability to notarize anyone in the world from your couch. And I know there's people who are listening thinking, that's not possible. There's no way to make a living at this. So, John, can people make a living doing remote online notarization?
Yes, it can be done, definitely. And in the near future, there's going to be a lot more people doing it. You know, that's what I said, Bill. I'm an expert on remote online notarization, not to the point where I've figured out where I'm hired full time. In Kentucky, it's a little different as far as like what I'm wanting to get a hold of is the loan signings and do those digitally like we do, you know, get out of the car a little bit and work from my home office and I wouldn't mind being doing both. I want to keep both of those options open, but there are people who have it figured out. People like Christine Pardo in Florida. And that's why I interviewed her. You know, she's a guest lecturer at Ron U. And she's a crackerjack, man. She's got it figured out. Now, what these people have done is they've taken their existing network. You know, it's not like they've rebuilt the wheel or anything. She was already a successful mobile notary, loan signing agent, right? Very successful. So it's legal in Florida, and she's done her homework, and she knows how to give people good service. I witnessed one of her sessions the other day, and it was the most enlightening 20 minutes that you could hope to spend online. You know, I swear I learned so much in 20 minutes just watching her do a seller's transaction for a guy in Mexico. And the marketing that she didn't, you know, hit him over the head with, it was real discreet the way she handled that, the invoice that she sent, to the script that she used, to the platform that she used, and what she did when things went wrong, when the audio went out. What was her backup? What was her troubleshooting, techniques? So it's just really neat to pick the brains of people like that who have it figured out. In Virginia, there are a ton of them. In Texas, there's a lot of them got it going on. And then I'm also bringing on people like Joshua Curry, who works with Synex and is one of the nicest fellows you'd ever want to meet. And he talks about their platform. So there's a notary job that's somebody's working full time for remote online notarization in a different capacity as like their marketing manager, whatever his job title is. But there's a lot of jobs related to this industry that's going to come out. Catherine Cabrera started her own directory. Yeah, go ahead.
Wouldn't you say that this is a relatively fresh opportunity? And if you treat it and respect it for what it is and treat it like a business, that you can get a return on your investment?
Definitely. Yes. I'm not losing money on Ron. The only reason that I lost money initially was because I signed up on so many platforms that I wanted to see what they had and how they worked. You know, I wanted to see which one worked best and which one was favorable for an independent notary. And then, you know, you've got the Notarize and Notary Cams of the world where you can work as an employee. And that's not in here. That's not here in Kentucky yet, but that stuff is coming, and we're laying the foundation for that.
Let's talk about that for just a minute, mm-hmm. John, because I think, a lot of people who might be listening to us right now may not be as familiar with the lingo and the difference between the two. So you've got two different ways you could go as a remote online notary, right?
Right.
Independent notary, generating your own business, and an employee for other companies. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Notarize is one of the original big time platforms, you know, and they've got it figured out. So what they do is hire notaries, that will come in and, you know, they train them, they'll work from home. And then when those people log in, they accept a transaction. They get the documents notarized, whatever, you know, needs to be notarized because it's a national, platform. I think they operate out of 4 or 5 different states is all that they're really accepting applications from right now. But I'm sure that's I don't know how many notaries it is. I'm sure it's a ton because it's a big operation. So people that I've spoken to that are doing that, they say that it's very competitive and a lot of volume on that platform, but people will be waking up early and getting transactions that way, where the business is kind of sent to you. You don't have to go out and get it. It comes to you because of the you're employed. And then, late at night, so off hours, some people are having success. And then I guess the other ones during, 9 to 5, they're having success too. But that's one way is with, being an employee of a company that offers remote online notarization. And then the other fork that you can go down is as an independent notary. And that's what I'm looking to get into, is you use a platform for your own benefit. You bring your own clients, and that can be attorneys or law firms or whoever needs something notarized, as long as they're an American citizen and the document is going to be used here in the States. That's pretty much your only two qualifications. You need to have, 18 years of age or older and have a credit history, that type of thing. But it's amazing the world that opens up to, and the services that I've performed so far, people really appreciate the convenience of it. They're like, one, they didn't know it was available, and two, now that they do know it and have used the service, it's like, wow, this is so easy.
And would you find these, the feedback I've been hearing from the expat communities, the expatriates that live in Mexico or Italy or other countries where it's a little more difficult to find a U.S. notary because embassies are closed or whatever.
Right.
They're really enjoying this right now.
Yeah. I had a title company reach out to me the other day, which was awesome because I've been cultivating this relationship for like 18 months. And their client was in England and he needed a deed notarized. And I was like, okay, well, let's make sure the county clerk will accept it. I was like, let's do our homework on that end. And the title company partner, he helped me with that. And once I hooked up with the guy over in England, he said, listen, I can't leave my flat. He said, we can't get to the consulate. We can't get anywhere, get anything notarized. He said, if I leave, they're going to fine me £50,000. And I don't know anything about the exchange rate or anything. That sounds like a lot of money to me. So yes, it's appreciated. Another instance was, we had one, this has been a couple months ago, but, the family was living in Taiwan. They were originally from Kentucky, Lexington, I believe. And, so it's Friday night here. They needed, it was powers of attorneys, notarized because I had my wife and uncle on in the other room. They're my witnesses. Right. So, I'm tagging the documents and we've got the session opened up and the husband and wife are on there and my wife and Uncle Jamie in there talking their leg off. It's like, oh, it's so good to hear somebody from home. They said, so it's just really neat. The connection, you think the digital part, yes, it's not face to face or whatever, but still, it's the way of the future. It's the way we're connecting now, anyway. And you can put the personal touch in there. I think your personality can come through. And at the end of the day, it's just about giving people good customer service. There's been a couple transactions where, it takes somebody a long time to get through KBA or, they can't figure out the technology on their end. It has its challenges. I'm not saying it's perfect and works right out of the box, but as you figure it out and as you figure your platform out, you get more comfortable with it. And then, that comes through on the other end. Your signer's more comfortable and that type of thing. So
I'm glad that you brought up some of the challenges, John. Mm-hmm. If we had to rank them, would you say that the technology piece is the biggest challenge, and if not, what is?
Yeah, the technology, as far not on our end necessarily, but as far as your signer goes, and then maybe you'll have an elderly couple or somebody who's not familiar with the tech and that type of thing. So that, and then I think as far as like getting things adopted on a national scale, you can get into, from a real estate perspective, you can get into the underwriting aspect and lenders and that type of thing, the county recorders, and who's holding this train up, who's got objections where, and what are those type of challenges. So those things are still being worked out. And in Kentucky, it's taken a little while. In Florida, Texas, Virginia's had it figured out for a long time, but some of these other states are moving a little faster pace. There's more people there, there's a bigger population. And so, the platforms are going to spend more time in, perfecting their software in those states. That makes sense to me. But eventually it's coming. It's, what, 29 states, I believe, that's passed some form of remote online notarization. And then, you know, another thing to consider, Bill, is that Secure Act has been battered around for the last couple of years. And that is something that could make remote online notarization legal on a federal level and just put all 50 states on the same page and level the playing field, so to speak. So it's coming. You know, I tell people if it's not legal in their state, that just be patient, because in, you know, 6 months or a year, it will be. And then possibly on a federal level. And I think that would be a good thing, where everybody has the, you know, uniform set of laws that everybody knows what's going on. That way you don't have to worry about one state doing this and another state doing that. You know, I understand states' rights. There's another wormhole we could get into, but, you know, as far as you've got the Uniform Commercial Code, and, you know, there are a lot of uniform laws that we pass. So they're not a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. In fact, when Ron first started coming in, I said, you know what? Because for listeners, one of the most frustrating parts of our business as a mobile notary and loan signing agent is the inconsistency between the states and the lenders and the title companies and the documents. You know, the same disclosure just has a different title and it's worded different. There's lots of inconsistencies here, but I thought remote online notarization is going to be kind of the grand unifier. It's going to create a certain uniformity across the board here. And I think maybe that Secure Act is the first of many steps that will get us there.
And you look at it too, from a banking perspective, you know, used to cash your checks at a teller, you know, using the teller, but now we use an ATM. You used to deposit your check using a teller, but now we take pictures of them with our phone. And so the advancements are coming, and that's going to transcend to the notary industry. It already has to a large extent, but it's even more so. You know, I think we're just on the precipice of it. I think the wave is coming in to a large scale. Now, I don't think, you know, what do you think about? I think we'll always have mobile notaries. I think we'll always have boots on the ground. You know, I don't think it's going to wipe out that whole industry and make us obsolete. I think you're going to have to be kind of a hybrid type person, where you do some online, and then some require still going to require a wet signature for whatever reason, or, you know, somebody's in a remote area that doesn't have access to the internet, or.
I totally agree. Well, number one, I believe that no matter what, there's always people who are going to appreciate the human connection and that level of customer service. I'm one of those people. Mm-hmm. I love technology for things that are technological, but I love human connection. I love the relationship component, and there will always be room for that.
Right.
And I think, you know, maybe in the beginning, here's what's interesting about Ron, though, is we are so far from the tipping point mm-hmm. of that even being popular. And there's, I think Notarize said they do over 1 billion documents a year or something, or the industry, 1 billion notarized documents online. And that is that's just a tip of right. the iceberg, right?
Just there's one company, so many right. people.
Number one, there's the consumers in the U.S. barely know that there's a mobile notary in existence. And then if you couple that with remote online notarization, there's even fewer that realize that, number one, it's even possible, or number two, that it's legal. So I think the industry has a long way to go, which is exciting. There's tons of opportunity. I think when it hits that tipping point, just like everything else, I think we've got lots of industries where everything went technology, people are super excited about it, and then it goes full circle again. Right. You're like, I miss the human connection. I miss having a human being do this. And there's always a trade-off. On the technology side, there's a little bit of a trade-off, whether it's customer service or corners getting cut or whatever it might be. So I think we are, the notary industry as a whole, as human beings, is here to stay.
I agree. Interesting.
John, thank you so much for sharing so much of yourself today, sharing your story of your journey from college to attorney, the strokes with your father, your grandfather, those struggles, and how you came out. And thank you for recognizing and being one of those people this industry is craving, to take the initiative, put yourself out there, even when you don't have all the answers. And thank you for demonstrating that in our conversation today. I'm excited for you. I'm excited where you're taking us.
No problem, Bill. It's been my pleasure. Could talk this stuff all day. You know how our conversation, we could go on all day and all night. Good.
Yeah. Well, I love talking business and I love talking with others that are passionate about it too. So thank you.
Yes, sir.
And for those of you listening, if you're interested in learning more about remote online notarization and Ron University, John is very generously offering 25% off of lifetime access to Ron University. You can get the special link to get that discount inside the VIP room at sidehustlelounge.com.
Awesome.
Thanks again, John.
Thank you, Bill. It's been my pleasure. Like I said, enjoyed it.
For terms and conditions, as well as more information on whether the Notary eJournal is compliant in your state, visit the home of the Notary eJournal at www.juratinc.com. If you're a notary public, the future's here. Long have we been confined to pen and paper when it comes to our journal entries, and those days are over. The Notary eJournal by Jurat Inc. is a smartphone app that completely digitizes the journaling experience. You can quickly populate fields with an ID scan, you can make detailed notes about your appointment experience, and you can capture signatures electronically right on the screen of your phone. The Notary eJournal has also blazed a trail with the industry's first integration of a Bluetooth scanner, so the modern notary can actually capture a signer's thumbprint, making the Notary eJournal compliant in nearly every state, including California. Even if your state doesn't require a journal, it's considered a wise and best practice to do so. A journal can be a notary's BFF, as my friend Laura Viewer says, and you might as well be on the cutting edge of technology while you're using it. The Notary eJournal, it's simple, secure, and pretty damn cool to use. Your customers will love it, and you'll love the time you save at every single appointment. And time is money. Check out the demo and the incredible special offer just for supporters of the Side Hustle Lounge and Notary Coach at www.sidehustlelounge.com.